As I greet my beloved brother, my colleague, and my friend, the Dean of the Israelite Academy, the spiritual leader of B'nai Adat, Paul Yisrael, in Brooklyn, New York, Rabbi Baruch Ben Amatzia, Ben Yehuda. Giving all praise, honor, and glory to the King who lives forever.
Amen.
To our Rabbi Caitlin Benet, to the President of the International Israelite Board of Rabbis, Rabbi Shlomo Ben Levi.
Amen.
Our senior rabbi, Rabbi Datan Nasi.
Amen.
All of our rabbis, elders, and ministers, please, I greet you Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shalom.
I meant to ask Rabbi a question before I started. I think Rabbi likes to call me to speak in the evening because I don't have to be necessarily as PC in that political correctness thing. Rob, you may. You're trying to figure out what to say. Rabbi, you just have to put me down, you know. I always pray that the words that we will speak will be those things that the Most High will allow to be spoken.
Amen.
Because I recognize any time that you get the opportunity to speak in the name of God and His people.
Yes.
It is a responsibility.
Amen.
Because of what it is that you are undertaking.
Jesus.
You are striving to help in any manner possible to bring back children of God back to their King and back to their Master and Lord.
Amen.
When I say that I wanted to make sure that I was not being politically correct, because nowadays they have a lot of things going on now, down to the fact that I hear people say, you know, I'm a, what's that thing that they call it? I'm a secular Jew.
Right.
I like Hobbs Dollar. Little Kiddish is all
right. Right.
But that God thing.
Get that God thing out of there.
I'm not talking to no second.
All right.
So if you're in the audience, just bear with me. Because to whom I will speak, I want to speak to those who want God in their life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I asked Rabbi, well, what was the theme of this weekend, this anniversary? He said, from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So as we learned that we cannot be a mighty oak without having roots.
Amen.
And anybody says, well, I have become who I am without anybody's help, they are just delusional.
That's right.
Because you can't stand strong without having a root.
That's right.
So I want to start here. Deuteronomy the 6th chapter says, now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land where ye go to possess it. Thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, keep all the statutes and his commandments I command thee. Thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe and do it that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord the God of our fathers hath promised unto thee, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
He said, for you and your sons' sons.
Amen.
This has to be a mission that we walk in that is for generation to generation.
Amen.
Sometimes we talk about how we're going to live forever, and we have people who are planning on how they're going to live forever, and they're not going to die, and all this other stuff, and I don't know about that. What I know is that from generation to generation, as you teach your children and your children's children, the Most High God gives you the opportunity to live forever.
Amen.
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 So it continues and it says, because we read this thing every Shabbat, you see. Sometimes we read things so much that just become, something that goes off in your mind. And so now what you got to do is stop for a minute and consider what it is that you're saying.
Amen.
It says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Amen.
That's a topic too big for tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to leave that one alone for a minute. Just let that marinate all over you. Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Amen.
He don't need no help.
All right.
He don't need no help.
Uh-huh.
He don't need no help.
At all.
That's right.
At all.
Amen.
At all.
I confess I'm afraid. People say, well, we call this angel and I don't call none of them. That's me. I go to the boss. And I speak to God and I say, protect me. Now, however he's going to protect me, that's his business. One thing I want to know is that, will you protect me today?
Amen.
Will you watch over me today?
Amen.
Because I recognize, see, this is what I know about the God that I serve.
Mm.
And what makes me so happy to be among those that get to call on his name.
Amen.
The God that I serve can hear each and every creature.
Amen. Amen.
Answer every and all petitions. While he moves the heavens and secures the seas. Gives the birds the power to fly. All at the same time. So this one that I call, who is great and powerful.
Come on.
He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Amen.
All thy might.
These words that command thee this day shall be upon thy heart.
Yes.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Amen.
And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down. First of all, the first thing I want to tell you is that love is a teachable quantity.
Amen.
People tell you, well, you either love me or you don't. That's a lie. That's a lie. You can teach love. Well, where's your proof, Rabbi? Well, God said, and thou shalt love.
Amen.
That's a commandment.
Commandment.
Thou shalt love. If you can't teach me how to love, then you're telling me it's a possibility that I can't comply with the law of God. And that would make him a liar.
Wow.
You can teach love. We're not born knowing how. We have to be taught it. That's why That's why, because they haven't been taught that that's a part of love and respect.
Yes.
The only thing that we know about love is what we feel in our breeches and in our skirts. That's the only thing we know about love. But love is a deeper thing than that.
Teach.
Love is a deeper thing.
Yes.
Then he got this word that we read in the Hebrew. It says, where Shannon time. Never had car with the bar. Now that word, Lishonim. It says in most books, and you shall teach it diligently. This is a word that says that you must cause them to memorize. You must cause them to rehearse.
Teach. Teach.
You have to cause this thing to happen. It's not going to just happen by itself. You have to cause it to happen. See, if you don't cause it to happen, then we look around and we wonder, well, what happened? Why is that one like that? And why is she like that? And why is he like that? Because we failed to cause them to memorize and cause them to rehearse. Because we say, we're going to do this thing. We're going to allow them to develop their own sensibilities. We're going to allow them to develop their own, because you're crushing their spirit and their mind when you demand, get out of here. this is the time for the political correct people to because that's over. That's over. I need for you to turn with me quick. Or just pay attention. I only got four little precepts. I'm standing there long. Rabbi told me I have to get down quick. Sometimes too much talking is too little. My mother would come up with a new saying, talking too much. Isaiah 51 says, hearken to ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye were hewn. And from the hole of the pit from whence you would be. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bore you, for when he was but blind, not blessed and not made him men. Now let's take it back for a second. I told you can't be a mighty oak without roots. So now what God has now said, look, if you want to get this thing right, if you want to do it right, you have to look back to the ones that I chose. Now, I need you to get this choosing what I'm talking about. If you remember reading through your book, it was 10 generations from Adam to Noah, right? Yeah. And then it was 10 generations from Noah to Abraham, right? Yeah. So now I want you to recognize something that God had a choice of all these people that started from Adam all the way down. He didn't choose none of them. I mean, now I want you to think about this now. When they talk about Noah, they said Noah was righteous, what? In his time. When it said Enoch walked with God and was not. I'm talking about these people lived to be 900 and some odd years old. But when he found Abraham, he was the perfection of mankind. Now I'm about to be in trouble with the rabbis. Because all the teachings and the midrashes and all of the other stuff say things like Torah was always here. If you're talking that whole metaphysical thing of God being the expanse of eternity and everything is all in the same time, then you're right. But when you're talking about people, I'm here to tell you that, pay attention. Just follow me now, just for a minute. See if I can bear out what I'm saying to you. Because they asked us, this, we were talking about this last Shabbat, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And you may say, what does that got to do with anything? Here's what I want to tell you. That when God chose Abraham, there was no Torah. Mm-hmm. Abraham didn't have a Torah to rely on. Mm-hmm. Abraham's life made him the chosen one of God.
Amen.
The way Abraham functioned in his everyday life,
yes,
made Abraham the chosen of God.
Amen.
And as a result of that, Torah was born out of Abraham's life.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you look back and you can see the things that Abraham did, and you can see how they produce rules in the Torah.
Come Amen. Come Amen. Friend of God.
Amen. So who was it that started? Don't you recognize that because he was the chosen one, because he was the one that God set the Torah that would guide you, that you could emulate and be him?
Amen.
God said, if you want to know how to do it right,
yes,
do it like Abraham.
Do it like Abraham.
Look into Abraham.
Look back.
If you want to figure out how to get close to me, you need to go all the way back to Abraham.
Jesus.
So the Torah itself is the development of the life cycle of Abraham so that we might emulate him, that we might be like him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the Torah. Pay attention to it now, because I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. When God told Abraham, get your son.
Mm-hmm.
Your only son.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you love. Take him up on the mountain where I can show you.
Mm-hmm.
And offer him there as an offering to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Mm-hmm.
With all thy soul.
Mm-hmm.
And with all thy mind.
Amen.
Did you hear it?
Amen.
He went up in that mountain because he loved God with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might.
Amen.
So God said, that's how you better love me.
Mm.
I will take nothing less than you.
Come on.
Pay attention. His life breathed Torah into the earth. God set it up so that you and I could follow it. If you remember in Genesis, the 18th chapter, God said, and I picked him because I knew he would do what? He would command his house. He would make sure that they knew who I am and what I demand and what I alone deserve.
Amen.
You remember when your father went out there, Jacob? Isaac never left home.
Never.
He was absolutely obedient. Father, stay here. I'm going to bring you a wife. You're going to stay right here. I will have you not leave, period. He was 40 years old. By the time he's 40, are you serious? You're going to tell me when I can sit up, when I can stand? What do you mean I'm 40 and I can't have a girlfriend? But that wasn't the way of his father. He knew to be obedient. Honor thy father and thy mother.
Man.
See, like Abraham's life coming to life, right in Torah? Pay attention now. So this is what I want to tell you. It says that we have to do this thing from generation to generation.
Amen.
It was started way back when. I was listening, reading the bio of how this whole Hebrew existence came alive here in this city. And went through all manners of things. And they bound up with this one coming from here and this one coming from here. And all of these things that were happening. And these men and these women who stood up made the root for us to be able to stand on. Because they said, no more. No more will you deny me my place in history. our children their place in history.
Amen.
If we continue to follow this thing that they have now taught us that is politically correct, that is supposed to be socially intelligent, that is supposed to be worldwide accepted, that we allow our children to make all of these decisions, these life-changing decisions at 12.
Jeez.
They don't know what color pajamas they want. You want to make them make their own decision. Political correctness and us looking around trying to keep up with the Joneses is making us stupid.
No, it's true. You're all right.
If we are to ever, if we are to be able to celebrate 95 more years,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We have to stop the downturn now. Right?
Yes.
Before it's too late.
Yes.
I don't want to hear no more about sociology 101 and philosophy 202 and hypocrisy 305. Because God said, where Shenantan live a neka, where the barta bar. Rehearse it. Make them memorize it.
Come on.
Make them know it.
Come on.
Don't allow them to do anything else. They do not have freedom of choice.
Come on.
Get that out your mind. You better learn when your children go to school. Because see, I remember those days. When we went to school, then our parents want to know, well, what did they tell you in school today? And then after we tell them, they go, okay, now you need to know that for their test. But what you need to know is this. I remember those conversations. I remember my father watching TV and listening to them talk about, well, it is incorrect that you do this with your children, and you should allow your children to do this, and you should allow your children to do this. They have their own mind. They are just little people, and they have their own thoughts, and they have this, and they have that, and they have that. And then my father would run into the room like a wild man and say, you heard all that crap on that TV? You heard all of it? You better forget every word that's there. Because the day you decide that you're going to jump up at me, please know what's going down in this house. See, that's what my father said. He knew Rabbi Yehuda. He knew Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it was. My uncle was quiet about it. He would just look at you and his eyes would bulge out and say,
you didn't hear what I said.
And then all of a sudden, that was it. What I'm telling you is that we have now, we are outsmarting ourselves into foolishness. We're allowing people who sit around, who are not us, tell us how we should function, how we should raise our children, what we should do, how we should do it. Excuse me. I need you to stay out my house. Because in my house, my children are going to be respectful to me.
Amen.
Children know and hear. And any place I go amongst the congregation of the house of Israel, know of a surety, I don't care the child's name. I don't care who their parents are. Because if they run in the street, you would expect me to go out and get them.
Amen.
Yes, don't lie.
Yes.
You would expect me to risk my life to run in that street to save your child, and you would be right to expect such a thing. So you would also better expect that I, as an adult and as a parent, am not going to allow that child to do whatever that child wants around me. I don't care who they belong to.
Amen.
That's what we have to go back to. We have to raise our children and not allow them to raise us. The door by door.
The door by door.
Generation to generation, this thing has to happen. We have to go back and figure out how it is that we are going to make this thing all work out.
Amen.
So now, here's the result that God said will happen, and then I'm done. In Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, see? Because we read Shabbat, Shabbat. See? God said if you teach him diligently, if you teach him diligently and you love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, he said in the 11th chapter, 13th verse, and it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Now I need for you to understand that what those few words. And it shall come to pass. In other words, God has spoken before. He said, no word that comes forth from my mouth comes back to me void, except to complete the job that I sent it to do.
Amen. Amen.
There is no choice in this matter. He said, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command in this day, to love your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, and I will give the rain of your land this season, the former rain and the latter rain, and thou mayest gather thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. But we don't have farms. But that thou mayest gather in thy Benjamins, that thou mayest gather in thy BMWs, that thou mayest gather in whatever it is that you want to gather in from God, because nothing is shortened in his hand.
Amen.
He can give you anything that he desires. Only thing you have to do is follow the rule. Because the word is already out there. The word has already been established. It has no choice. And I will give grass in thy field for thy cattle. And thou shalt eat and be satisfied. Listen to that. You're not going to just eat. You're going to eat and be satisfied.
Come on.
He said, take heed to yourself. Lest your hearts be deceived. And you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And the anger of the Lord be kindled against you. And he shut the heavens, and there shall be no rain. And the ground shall not yield her fruit. And you perish quickly from all the good land which the Lord gave thee. But, Rabbi, we don't serve other gods.
Come on.
Oh. We don't call them God. But we sure treat them like
Wow.
Anytime that you do something that you put above God, you made it your God. Anytime they can tell you that it's politically correct to allow your children to run around your house and break things and go through changes and cuss at you and cuss at adults and do all this and do all that, anytime they can convince you all of that, you have made the people, the academicians and all this stuff, you have made them God. Because you've allowed them to tell you that they know better than the one from the sun in the sky.
Wow.
You have allowed this one and that one to make you feel that this will benefit me more. If I work this couple of extra hours on the Shabbat, that will benefit me more than saying no, because I'm going to get that extra $100, $200, or $1,000 bonus for working just these 2 hours. But you forgot. You're going to need him when you in the hospital. What them 2 hours going to do? What that $1,000 going to do for you now? While you're calling out to him because your tooth hurt. You would open up your whole bank account to get rid of that tooth, baby. Don't kid ourselves.
Yes.
Don't pretend that we don't fall into these categories.
See.
What we have to do is first admit our problems.
See.
So that what we can do is better ourselves.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So don't fall into the trap and look at it and say, oh, yay, but it is, you know, I, I, yea, it is not me. He says, therefore shall ye live with my words in your heart and in your soul, and ye shall bind them for a sign upon your hand.
They shall be for frontlets between your eyes.
Yes.
And ye shall teach them to your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children upon the land the Lord sworn to your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth.
Amen.
If then the door of a door.
Amen.
Door of a door.
Generation to generation.
Right.
We need to stop the downslide now.
Amen.
Take hold of your families now.
Come on.
Get back to your brothers and your sisters now.
Come on.
Learn that these old people that are around here are not just somebody else's mother, they're your mother too.
Come on.
They're your fathers too.
Teach.
You have to remember that when you see the elder come in, it's a great honor to be in the presence of the elders.
Amen.
Come in. So that what you can do is receive of them all that God has given unto them. We have to remember who we are. Stop trying to be anybody else. You are the seed of Abraham,
amen,
Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
I need for you to know they named streets after people. Right? Big time streets. Every street, every city I know got a Martin Luther King Drive.
Yeah.
Malcolm X Boulevard.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other thing. I want you to know how important it is for me to tell you that you're the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hmm.
The one who decided in all his wisdom to make light and darkness.
Hmm.
The one who decided to make the sun and the moon and the stars.
Hmm.
The one who numbered the grains of sand on the seashore and decided how many gallons of water there should be in all of the oceans of the sea.
Come on.
The one who gives the birds the power to fly,
mm,
and fish the power to breathe air up out of water. The one who decides the course of the heavens each and every day. Mm. That one said,
come on,
this is my name. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That one so chose to attach the names of our fathers to his own.
Amen.
There is no greater honor in all the universe.
Come on.
So I don't care who you are. You can be Czechoslovakian, you can be Egyptian.
Come on.
You can be Nairobian, whatever you are. When you get ready to call God, you got to call him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
My name and my memorial forever.
Amen.
You have a different place in the world. Stop trying to be like everybody else.
Teach.
We have to be from generation to generation. That's how we do it.
Hallelujah.
May the Most High God bless each and every one of you. May he bless this congregation of Beit Shalom Ben Izakim. May you all continue to be blessed by the King of the universe.
Amen.
And may we together learn from generation to generation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That has Please give my brother another hand.